Hello.
Hi, this is Mikayla from Customer Support returning your call.
Yeah, I don't recognize this charge on my credit card. What company?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies and products. If you're calling in regards to a charge, we could see if we can locate an account and then explain where the charges are coming from. Could you provide me with your zip code?
63021.
Okay, and what is your first and last name?
Shelly Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z.
Okay, just a second. Okay, I have a Shelly Kurtz here associated with that zip code. Could you verify the email for me?
Shelly Kurtz at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, so I do see here this account was opened on December the 3rd with the entry to the drawing for a chance to win the cookware. Was actually a accrual set, the Dutch oven pot. You entered into that. You initially paid the $7.95, which is a entry fee, but it also substitutes as a shipping fee in the event that you do win that first initial entry. It also informs you in the terms that when entering into that if you don't call in and say you don't want to be entered into future drawings, it does automatically enter you into a bigger drawing for a better chance at winning that cookware. But there is an entry fee for that, is a monthly entry fee for that as well of $67.32.
A monthly entrance fee?
Yes,
are you
ma'am.
Kidding me? Okay. What do I do to get rid of this?
I can go ahead and cancel this account for you so you're, you know, not continually billed in the future. Just a second.
I need to have a refund. This is deceptive. And if you're working for them, I'd really worry about that. It's very deceptive.
Well, all that information is in the terms. Just like when placing any order online, it does have terms and conditions. We do understand that you may have overlooked them, so what we can do for you as a courtesy is offer you a 35% refund of that charge.
35%, wow.
Yes, ma'am, that's just protocol, but if you would like, I could reach out to someone and see if there's something more that I can personally do for you, if you could give me just a second.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So I was authorized that I can do up to 50% for you. You would be refunded $33.66. That would be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. It may be a lot sooner, just depending upon your banking institution. And like I said, we did get that account canceled out for you to prevent it from, you know, continually billing you in the future.
So but I can tell you, just personally, it is, as far as the small terms, I didn't get any small terms that I'm aware of because I usually read those. Secondly, it was to get a free thing to pay for shipping only. So I'm not sure, but this seems very, very highly scammed. So I would really like to get the whole thing brought back, but if I can't get a refund on the full amount, what was the shipping for?
Well, that was a entry fee. In the event that you do win that initial entry, it is used as a shipping fee. I mean, and I also informed that, like, all that information that I just stated is directly from the terms. It's on the page when you read the order. It's not emailed to you or anything. It's directly on the page that when you're placing the order, it's at the bottom of the page. And it is the expectation for the customer to read them.
Do you know if they send an email to confirm it? Because that was never sent to me.
So sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but that's not very common where you place an order and then they email you the terms. It's just expected that you read it online when you place an order.
They email you a confirmation. of what your charge was. So it is really, that's red flag. Go ahead. I'll take it as a learning lesson. However, I am going to pursue this because this is wrong. I mean, blatantly wrong.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
It's not your fault. I mean, it's not your fault. It's good to know because I'm sure you're going to get other calls. This is really unbelievable.
Yes, I understand your concern.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am, what I was going to say is, so I can reach out to someone one more time and see if there's something more I can do for you as a courtesy, if you give me just one more second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, again, thank you so much for your patience. So I did advocate for you to my supervisor, and she authorized me to go ahead and fully refund that for you. Same thing as stated before, 3 to 5 days, maybe sooner. You may have gotten an email informing you that you were refunded. If not, it should come in a couple of minutes. And, yes, ma'am, if there wasn't anything else that I could assist you with, thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.